Maseches Tfilyom, Perak Beis, Mishnah Vav. Chavis Sheshaka Lesoch Bor Shal Yayin. If you have a barrel which is filled with Truma wine and it falls into a pit that contains wine of Chulin. So the barrel of Truma wine became completely submerged in the pit and there is Chulin wine floating on top of it. Vinaga bo tvul yom, and then a tvul yom reaches into the pit and touches the chulin wine that is floating on top of the barrel of truma wine. Min hasafa velifnim chibur, from the portion of the barrel, the outer rim of the barrel, and inward, if that's where he's touching, even though he didn't touch the barrel itself, but if that's where he's touching the chulin wine, above the barrel directly, that is considered connected, and all of the wine becomes invalid. Minasafa vilachutz, but if it's outside the rim of the barrel, eino chibur, then if that's where he touched, the tvulyom touched the chulin wine, then that none of the wine is considered connected, and therefore he hasn't rendered tuma on anything. Because again, a tvulyom does not render tuma to wine, which is chulin, to liquids, which are chulin, and therefore, because it's that chulin wine is not considered connected to the truma wine, he hasn't transferred tuma to any of the wine. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, afilu al gaba rum koma, even if there is the level of the wine in the pit above the barrel is equal to the height of a person. Vinaga keneged pia, but he touched the wine directly above the area of the barrel. Chibur, that is considered connected, and he is considered to have transferred tuma from the chulin wine to the truma wine, and all of the wine is considered to be invalid. Mishnah Zayin, chavis shenikva. If a barrel of wine of truma develops a hole in it, bein mipia, bein mishuleha, bein mitzideha, whether that hole in the barrel is at the top or on the bottom or on the side. Vinaga ba tvul yom, and a tvul yom touched the wine right where the hole was, tamea, then all of the wine in the barrel is considered tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, mipia umishuleha tamea. If the hole is at the top or on the bottom, then of the barrel, and he touched in that spot, then all of the wine in the barrel becomes tameh. Minat stadim mikana mikan tehora. But if the hole is on the side, on one side or on the other side, then it is considered tahor. The Mishnah continues, Hame'are mikli lichli, if you're pouring from one vessel to another vessel, v'naga tvulyom b'kiluach, and a tvulyom touch the stream as it's pouring from one vessel to the other, im yeshbo, if there is enough volume of the tahor liquid, meaning in the receiving kli, that the tame liquid can be nullified, ya'ala be'achas umeya, then it can be considered batel in a mixture of 101. Then it's considered batel. But otherwise, it is considered as if he has invalidated the entire mixture.